Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Elvis may be gone. This week marks the 39th anniversary of his death, but his legions of fans have kept his memory and his music alive. Graceland is one of the top tourist attractions in the country, and hundreds of books have been written about Elvis.
Now, Priscilla Presley, the former wife of Elvis Presley, is sharing new home movies, pictures, and stories about her life with Elvis in a new touring event called Elvis and Me. It's coming to Milwaukee's Pabst Theater on the 20th of August, and Priscilla Presley joins us now. Welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
Well, let's start by having you describe a little bit what you're bringing to Milwaukee. It's your focus will be something, a presentation called Elvis and Me, an evening with Priscilla Presley, and you're sharing things you haven't shared before. What can people expect?
Oh my gosh, so much more. I've spoken before about I'm feeling much more comfortable with speaking more about Elvis and myself. And I feel that I get so many questions from so many people and get emails and letters sent to me just curious about my life and how I was able to handle living the right life of rock and roll at such a young age. And what are my secrets? What advice can I give? How did I open up Graceland not knowing, you know, anything about the business world? How did I maintain that throughout, you know, his legacy and continuing? So I think I have a lot to offer. I think I have a lot of advice. I think I can answer questions in a way that people can really understand and duplicate. I think that I get a lot of questions from women, you know, raising two children and the life of rock and roll. How is that? Because you hear so many stories about, you know, children of celebrity. Just really down to earth, very good questions that I'd like to share with them, or the answers with them.
And you've decided, as you said, you're comfortable enough to be open, and so some of the things you'll be sharing will be home movies and photographs. So what made you decide to share these things?
Well, because I think when you're speaking or talking and you have a visual, it's much easier. I have home movies of my life. I have home when I was younger. I have home movies of Elvis and I together at play, what it was like behind the scenes at Graceland. Just pictures that are heartwarming. I think they're, of interest to the audience. I do an opening up. No, I'm just opening up and throwing everything out there, but I'm opening up everything that I feel that is curious to the audience or that I've had to answer many times throughout my life.
And it's interesting because
I think it's an education. It'll be an education for the audience to really know the story behind the scenes instead of, oh, so many books. I had no idea that Elvis, you know, when I said, how many books do we have out on Elvis now? Because every time I read the paper, it seems like somebody's writing a book. There's over 800 books written on Elvis.
Wow.
800, and it's mind-boggling. And so many untruths about him that's out there. And these are people who've written books from that they heard hearsay or things from other people, or they've taken that of other people's lives and made their own books. And there's a lot of untruths and a lot of stories that need to be told that are truthful. And I am very honest. So,
can you give us an example of one of these stories that's not true that you want to set right?
Well, there was many. I mean, one of them was just that someone just toured upstairs at Graceland, and it was just beautiful to go up there and see his bedroom. I mean, that's not true. You know, I've heard this story a number of times that people go up and have seen the room, and it's not true. That true is that room was his sanctuary, the upstairs, and it's locked. And no one goes up there really unless it's the family. So that was an untruth, and that's been out a few times I've heard that someone told them that they went upstairs. Can we go up? How do we get up there? Well, you can't. So it's just stories like that. It's just like to fill that gap, like that vacant spot that needs to be, where truth needs to be put in.
Speaking of all those books that have been written, over 800 books, I mean, for most people with their partner, that partnership is something that they share, that is maybe private. with you, does it feel like your relationship has been opened up to the world? You've had to share the relationship with the world, and
how
does that change things?
Absolutely, and I have been very, very private about my life. Not that I'm exposing absolutely everything about my life. I don't, and that's for me. And you know, I've had wonderful moments with Elvis, and he trusted me a lot. But I think the things that I'm sharing they're my private, like, let's say, photos, and they're home movies that I think he'd be very happy for me to share. I don't think I'm revealing anything that is, let's say, that was personal between him and I. That will always be personal between him and I. But our life has been an absolute open book, not as much as it is in this generation, obviously, with social media. And everything is out in the open. Celebrity, everything needs to be known about the celebrity, as people are very celebrity-driven and are curious about the celebrity. I'm sharing things that are heartwarming. I'm sharing things that I would love people to know about Elvis Presley that would make them love him even more. I'm sharing things, I'm putting truth in that's out there that has been so blown out of proportion that I feel needs to be said.
Now, you mentioned Graceland earlier. Could you talk a little bit about what went into turning it from a home into what's really a pilgrimage site today for Elvis fans?
But it's still a home. It is still a home, and my family goes there after hours when the gates are closed and all public has been out. We still go in and have dinner. We still congregate with our friends there. My daughter has spent the night. I have spent the night there. So it's still a home to us. Even though people go through and people visit and people, you know, are still very, very curious and interested and come back more than once. I had someone who had been back 23 times because there's a certain magic at Graceland that draws people to it, just like it draws us back as a family. So we have cooks that come in and cook for us. Hmm. We really look at it as our home.
I didn't know that it was still functioning as a home. So what made you, since it is clearly something that's still special to you, that is a home, why did you want to open it up to the public and let people walk through?
Because at that time, after Elvis died, and I became one of the executors to the estate, we were absent of any finances. And I had a big decision to make back in 1981. We're told that we were having to sell it because the government was coming in the state was coming in to take it. I had to think of some way to keep it, some way that, you know, to keep Graceland, which was his sanctuary, going. So that was a way of doing it. And it's been absolutely, we have over 800 visitors a year. And Elvis was really the first tour guide. Anyone that visited his home, he showed them all over the rooms, everything, you know, even going back to the stables. He was proud of his horses. So we're just carrying on his tradition.
We're talking with Priscilla Presley right now. She'll be in Milwaukee on Saturday, August 20th. And she'll be giving a presentation about her life with Elvis, sharing home movies and photographs and telling stories. And Priscilla, one thing I know you'll be getting to is this experience you had raising a daughter amid the rise of the tabloids, where everything began to change for celebrities. What was that like for you?
Invasive, untruthful, sensationalism. I will talk about that, too. I actually have tabloids that I'm bringing that were the covers of the magazines. Of course, I couldn't bring them all because there were thousands of stories that were coming out. That was difficult. That was very, very hard, raising a child, being a young mother, and having the life exposed, and trying to keep it as private as possible. And when I say private, having a private life, being able to go to the movies, going out shopping, all that stopped. You know, especially after Elvis died, our life was like the media was trying to make it an open book and trying to keep my daughter away from the press. I left the country for a month to keep her away from tabloids because they are cruel, mean, and untruthful. So, and still to this day, you know, stories are written. They find a little truth in something and fill in all the gaps. And I think that's been the hardest thing to cope with.
So clearly there have been some hardships coupled with this relationship with fame, that Elvis brought along. Do you ever wish you could have just been a normal family where the parents just went to work or stayed home and one of them wasn't a colossal rock star? Ever wonder what might have been?
I think there were, I mean, I had to accept the life, obviously. I had to accept that life early on. And in fact, someone had asked what it was like to be, you know, life at such a young age thrown into the life of rock and roll. And it's definitely a roller coaster ride. But life is a roller coaster ride. So it's not like everyone has it easy and life just, you know, is just great. I mean, every one of us, all of us have our stories, and I'm in no way, you know, I'm having to, you know, you have to basically what you've been thrown, you make it work the best you possibly can, if it can. And my life has been as much of a roller coaster ride as everyone else's. I'm sure, only mine was public.
You're still talking about Elvis, of course, years after he's died. The world is still interested in him, still loves him. Since he is so present for you, what do you miss most about him from day to day?
Him. I mean, he was a rock. He was the, not just for me, but for everyone, really, that even worked for him. Me, of course, as his wife. Me, of course, as his friend. We remained very, very close after our divorce. Him still telling me things that maybe his fears or why he wasn't happy about someone or something. My life was so much a part of his that it's hard to, and I'm still to this day living it, as I'm still involved with Graceland and all the people involved. So it's still very present to me. It's almost as if he's still here and I'm still carrying out, I know, things that he would have wanted. And I think, too, with questions that people not only ask about with Elvis, they ask about, you know, how I, as a young girl and who I am today and what I've accomplished, how did all that happen? So I want to, for women, for men even, to go in that area. I think it's inspiring in a way to be able to come out and offer my life and how it changed in so many ways, which I never thought of, and give that to others.
Priscilla, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Priscilla Presley is an actress, businesswoman, and the former wife of Elvis Presley. Her new event, Elvis and Me, is coming to Milwaukee's Pabst Theater on Saturday, August 20th. Listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.